Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thus says the Lord, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are mine. Powerful, profound, simple. You are mine. The truth to all that we do as and believe as Christians, so foundational to what God is doing in the world through the creative work, through his Son, Jesus Christ, and especially through our redemption. God claims us and says, you are mine. You are mine. Some of you may remember back just a couple years to 2015. I know Jen and I do. It was quite the summer and year for us, especially since our son Otto took his sweet time coming into the world. I think we still have a kind of memento in his nursery of coming August 2015. Well, he didn't get here until September. And I remember even as we got into labor, he took his sweet time after 30 hours of waiting for that fateful event, a surgery and a blessed birth later. Otto was alive and well, and so was my wife. It was a glorious moment. And in that moment, I became a father. In that moment, Otto became my son. In that moment, that was just it. He was my son. I was daddy now, apparently. Who let that happen? Right? There's nothing I had to do. There's a lot I had to do in response, right? But like to establish my fatherhood, to establish his sonship, that was it. That's how it was going to be now, right? Going forward. And I loved him. I loved him. I hope he returns the favor. I don't love him more when he's super sweet and cute and helping out with offering and cuddling when we read him stories. I don't love him more when he's exceptionally good to his sister and on the rarity that that happens. And I don't love him more just because he fills the parsonage with his uproarious guttural laugh that's just it's overwhelming. I don't love him less when he's throwing tantrums and screaming all the day long and stealing toys and hitting his sister and screaming at his mother and so on and so forth. I just love him. I just love him. He's my son. I'm his father. That's how it is. The same is absolutely said for Freya, but she is cute as a button and is starting to realize it, so let's not give her a big head, okay? So it's a concern in our household anyway. Same is true for how God loves us. As we come to the waters, we pronounce that we are claimed as children of heaven, children of the kingdom, children of God's mercy and love. We are reborn, not to this world, but to the next. Our lives are claimed. God says, you are my beloved. You are my beloved. Such a simple, profound truth that so many of us struggle to reconcile and to think about. And to just simply live into. To just simply be God's children. I've heard Christians kind of lament and wonder and worry, am I good enough? Will I make the grade? I have done this and this and this and this. Yeah, well, sometimes I'm lucky enough to hear them be honest about the sins of their past. More often than not, we hide it away, hoping it will go away somehow. It won't. It won't, except for by God's mercy and God's grace. And yet we think that somehow our sins preclude us from the promises that we've already received. Somehow we trick ourselves into believing that we got to jump through the hoops, do all the right things, serve in the right ways, be generous enough, give enough money, be perfect enough somehow. Achieve God's favor and God's grace in some other way. But we know from our own lives, we just love. We just love our children. God has established us as our Father in a similar way. When we come to the font, when we bring our children to the font, when we bring our friends to the font, when we gather around this grace, this powerful thing that happens in the waters, it's just done. We become children of God. Nothing can take that away. And there's nothing more to earn, more to do, more to say, more to whatever, right? It's just done. Now from there, there's a lot to do, right? There's a lot to respond, a lot, many ways that we are called forth in righteousness. Because we are God's children, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do that, we shouldn't do this or the other thing. I'd be hard-pressed if somebody left their baptism to immediately go out and kill somebody or do some other sort of heinous act, right? But that wouldn't change what happens in the waters. That wouldn't change God's love for us at all. Because God says, you are mine. You are mine. And on the flip side, some of us trick ourselves into thinking that we are more righteous somehow than our neighbors. We are more perfect. I mean, I don't know, there may be 60, 70 of us in church today. There's population of Ronan is about 2,000. There's a lot of people not in this church right now. And so we can think, oh, I'm in church on Sunday. I'm so much better than this person or the next or whatever. And that may be, we may be doing certain things and acting in certain ways that are more beneficial and others more harmful. I'm certainly glad that, at least as I look around this room here, you know, nobody is engaging in drug abuse at the moment, so that's good. And I would say that's better. It's better to be in church than shooting heroin or something, right? And yet, that has no bearing on God's promises to us. That has no bearing on God saying, you are mine. You are mine when your lives are broken and you find no way out. You are mine when life is swimming and everything is great and lines up perfectly and it seems like nothing can go wrong. You are mine through thick and thin. A reading from Isaiah says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. And we might be drawn to think about passing through the waters as what we do in baptism. But really here, this is an image of hardship, right? The waters overwhelming you. In the Midwest, we don't really have to worry about forest fires very much, maybe a few grass fires here and there. But one thing we do have to worry about is too much rain. The floodwaters come and they rise and there's no escape. They take your house, they wash out streets and bridges and just are a terribly destructive force. And they overwhelm. And so many of us know out here, when the fires come, we have to run away. When they immerse and they engulf our properties, it is a scary, scary thing. But to those who face hardship, overwhelming difficulty like that, you are mine, God says. God says, you are mine. I will be with you. I will be with you through thick and thin. I'll be with you through the high peaks of your life. I will even be with you through your death. For you are mine. Since I started this way, I can testify as a parent. I totally resonate with this language. of my child being my child. Freya too. I was just kidding. And how it is so simple and natural and just basically a given for God to say that you are mine. And yet I know that hardship will come. I know for all their little cuteness and whatnot, that they will have it out on the playground when they go to school. They will face teachers giving them bad grades and saying their work does not add up. They will face broken hearts, job loss, and the variety of other kicks that life throws our way. Hopefully it just ends there and not something worse. And the same is true of God. Just because God says, you are mine, it doesn't mean life is all hunky-dory and roses all the time. God does not say, I will keep the fires from your door. I will keep you from having to pass through the waters. Instead, God says, when that happens, I will still be there. I will never leave you or forsake you or anything like that. For you are mine, and you always will be. I rejoice in that word today and hope you can too. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor.